Don't read this. Just don't. Are you reading this? Why are you reading this? Don't read this. October 3rd, 2008. Please, don't read this. Don't read it. Don't read this. No, seriously, don't. You don't care. What's the point? Don't. Don't read this. Don't read this. Really. I was watching the Ellen Show yesterday morning when she played this video for the first time on national television, and holy mother of triple frosted cupcakes. After the third don't vote, I swear to God my left eye twitched and my brain briefly contemplated watching Sarah Palin's interview with Katie Couric again. Without stopping, you know, for therapy. I know these celebrities are trying to be clever by playing up the whole reverse psychology thing, but let me be the first to say that it's a complete and epic fail attempt. Is this video supposed to make me vote? Because seriously, congratulations. I want to vote less now than ever before. And I think the blame lies somewhere between the 3rd and 50th don't vote, but that's just a guess. Ironically enough, the only thing that makes this video worth posting here is Jonah Hill's part in the ad, and that's saying something, because I've found him to be exceedingly irritating and completely unfunny in every single movie he's been in. Superbad? More like super bad. But wait, there's more. And you thought it couldn't get any worse. Sideways smiley face! Words can't even begin to explain what I think of this video, but if I had to choose a couple randomly selected ones, I have officially lost all respect for Jessica Alba would be at the top of the list. Really, Jessica? I love how well the makers of these ads have appealed them to what they believe is their target voting audience. Stupid, starstruck Americans who can only be compelled to vote by watching 4 minutes of people being sarcastic about a serious issue. Like, oh my god, if Jessica Alba and Leonardo DiCaprio were gonna vote, I should, like, totally vote too. The muzzler is so hideous, and it totally, like, wouldn't go with my outfit. And, like, I just bought this new lip color from Revlon, and nobody would, like, be able to see it through my muzzler, so I guess I should, like, vote, and then I won't have to wear it. Someone should have told them it's a good thing that some people don't vote, because if everyone voted, Americans just might end up with a gun-wielding, Big Mac-eating Barbie in office. Just saying.